Long live Lebanon! Hands off Gaza! Hands off Palestine! In our thousands, in our millions! Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Peace be upon you all. My name is Asala, but I would like to introduce myself in my mother's tongue. And I always emphasize using this tongue, because this tongue is not just a tongue that I hold. This is the tongue that millions of Palestinians will hold wherever they go. Ana ismi Asala عايد محمد عبد المحسن سيارة وأصلي من قضاء الخليل فلسطين مولودة في مدينة بيت لحم فلسطين فلسطين الروح فلسطين القلب فلسطين العقل فلسطين الحرية فلسطين التاريخ وفلسطين المقاومة I also want to acknowledge that I am standing on stolen land, the land that I live on, the land that holds years of colonization, the land that witnesses the stolen generation. This land was and will always be the land of Aboriginal people. Mothers screaming in pain. Death around the clock. And the world watches. And watches. And watches. And watches. As we bleed. And we bleed. And we bleed. I see the heaviness in your heart, and in your heart, and in your heart, and in your heart. I see the heaviness on your shoulders, and your shoulders, and your shoulders. Can you hear the heaviness in this voice? Can you hear it? Can you feel it? Well, let me say that this heaviness and this blood will not stop us. We will not stop. But as we emphasize the Western governments, I'm going to emphasize the Middle Eastern governments that have stabbed us in the back. Just 2 days ago, the Egyptian government allowed the entrance of a boat that was coming from Germany holding explosives to go into Gaza. We don't want to be funding the genocide. And the Australian government is too concerned about the tax funds that are going to paying the police on Sundays.
That produces up to 20% of its products go towards either military or so-called civilian security purposes to Israel. It is a company that is directly providing materials for Israel to produce weapons, tanks, parts of the bombs that they're dropping in Gaza, as well as the horrific industry of armaments that goes towards settler vigilantes in the West Bank Israeli racist vigilantes that are terrorising Palestinians on the West Bank today. There has been a campaign that has involved several pickets of the plant there in Wollongong. It has even actually been able to shut down the plant for a day by community pickets. And we actually had a bit of a victory because we were going to be announcing a rally that was going to be taking place this Friday against the annual general meeting of Bisalloy Steel, which was going to be taking place just here in Sydney. Well, because of the demonstration that we've been building for that, the protests out the front, Bisalloy Steel has cancelled their in-person AGM to hold it online. This is just like an arms fair that was going to be happening in Sydney recently that they cancelled because of fear of protests. These people, they know they have blood on their hands. They're running scared because they know that wherever they try and meet, we will go after them, we will hold them to account, and we will shut them down if we can. So the next action that there is going to be happening against Bisalloy Steel is there's going to be another community picket of the plant on Friday, 15th of November. It starts at 6 a.m. It's in Wollongong. It's a bit of a journey to get down there at that early in the morning, but well worth it to take part in this community direct action against a company that is explicitly benefiting from the genocide here in Australia. Another quick announcement, just so people are aware, is that we have received news that we know there's many refugees, Palestinian refugees from Gaza who have arrived in Australia over the last year. And we've received news over the last couple of days that 8 refugees in Sydney have been informed by the Australian government, not formally as of yet, that they intend to deport them, quoting so-called security concerns. Absolutely shameful. At the moment, there's nothing official, but I want you all to keep your eyes out that if there are, if they do actually try and deport these people, we're going to have to mobilise to protest the immigration minister, to protest against the detention centres in Villawood, to stop them from trying to deport people back to danger. It's absolutely disgusting that the Australian government has tried their hardest all over the last year to try and stop refugees from arriving here, from refusing to grant them safety and support, and now to hear that the government's trying to drive people out back into conditions of danger is absolutely despicable. So stay tuned to our social media for any snap actions.
Of 9. Her father is a 1948 Nakba survivor whose family were all born and they lived in the city of Nablus and Bisan in Palestine. Tamara has been an advocate for Palestine for most of her life, including setting up Friends of Palestine Society at the University of Sydney in the 90s. She's also a TV screenwriter and script producer. Please welcome Tamara Asmar.
Each of you activists here today is a walking, talking agent for education and change. As David said, do not forget the power of our collective voices. When they say that Palestine is freeing us all, they mean that until Palestine is free, none of us are. Gaza is an everyone problem, or it should be. What is happening is an unprecedented and terrifying if we allow international law to be eroded, if we allow the Geneva Conventions to be discarded, if we ignore the censorship and media bias and populist, politicians, fascist rhetoric to prevail, then the world that we are leaving for future generations is dark and void of all humanity. We will not let that happen. As Dr. Martin Luther King said, we cannot walk alone and we cannot turn back. And so we must unpick, thread by thread, like tatris, the tapestry of misinformation and racial vilification that has led us here. Censor, shadow ban, gaslight and muzzle our voices, but know that we are busy setting up alternative news sources, reaching millions of people online. Kill all the journalists in Gaza and prevent the foreign media from getting in. But know that every civilian is ready with a mobile phone to document their own slaughter and broadcast it to the world. Test and send your weapons to tear the fragile skin of our infants, but know that you will never tear us from our rightful homeland. Because even when we are left in a cloud of dust with one arm shot off, your death drones won't stop us, because you can't kill an ideology, and for every activist, protester, or resistance fighter that you erase, another one will take their place. My grandfather was shot protesting Zionism decades ago. My father, an original 1948 Nakba survivor, is 80 years old and is here today. Hi, Dad. I don't know where you are. Me, my daughter, her children, my grandchildren will fight on. Because you have awoken the children and grandchildren of the Nakba. And we have had enough, especially from our own corrupt leaders. Australian Labor, in Article U of their own constitution, which is readily available on their website, lists the following as the objectives that they wish that they want to uphold. Maintenance of world peace. An independent Australian position in world affairs. The recognition of the right to all nations to self-determination and independence. Regional and international agreement for arms control and disarmament. The provision of economic and social aid to developing nations, a commitment to resolve international conflicts through the UN, and a recognition of the inalienable right of all the people to liberty, equality, democracy, and social justice. Fail, Labor. You have breached all of these objectives when it comes to foreign policy regarding Palestine. So if our elected leaders are failing us, what can we do? Practically, each one of us can take small actions to facilitate real change. Write to or call the Prime Minister and Senator Wong. Their contact details are easily available online. Write to them, tell them to sanction Israel and stop the two-way arms trade. Post online. Tell your friends to help us to spread awareness. Mainstream media won't do it. We have to do it. Join APAN, the Australian Palestine Action Network. It's not much for a monthly membership or even just a one-off donation. The work they do is really good. Follow the Boycott, Divest, Sanction movement, the BDS movement, and download the No Thanks or Boycott app. Your dollars matter. You can learn which countries support Israel and avoid them. Unfortunately, our attempts to appeal to people's morals and ethics hasn't worked, so we have to hit them financially. Use your vote to stop the genocide. Vote for parties like the Greens, David Shoebridge, a real politician, with courage and conviction. Mehreen Farouki, we thank you. Vote for parties who aren't complicit in genocide and who are actively working to end it. And call out mainstream media for their bias and omissions. Their contact details, again, are easily available. Write to the editors when they get it wrong. Send them an email. And especially write to them when they get it right. Because we know that's what the Zionist lobby do. And lastly, be kind to yourselves and to each other. We cannot afford for our community to fracture now. Our urgent objective remains to end the genocide and the occupation. And just as our First Nations brothers and sisters continue to have worked tirelessly for over 230 years for emancipation. So too will we with them until victory.
By Mordechai Gbirti, who was a Polish Jewish socialist, and he wrote this in 1938.
Es brennt, Brüder, lach, es brennt, oi unser Ohrenstädtel nebech brennt. Beise Winden mit ihr Dosen, Reisen brechen uns zu blassen. Stärker noch die wilde Flammen, als darum scheun brennt. Und ihr Städten guckt da säusig mit verlegter Hand. Und ihr Städten guckt da säusig, unser Städtel brennt.
It burns, brothers, it burns. Our poor little village burns. Raging winds and twisted flames destroy and scatter everything. Everything now burns. And you stand around and watch, and you fold your arms, and you watch as our village burns. Mordechai Gbirtig wrote this as a desperate call to action to those who stood idly by and watched as pogroms took place against Jews in Poland. He could see the genocide ramping up, and he was outraged at the world's failure to act, even as villages were being burned. Gbirtig was later murdered during the liquidation of the Kraków ghetto in occupied Poland, an atrocity that is chillingly similar to the liquidation of the occupied Gaza ghetto. That is being perpetrated by Israel with the all too eager participation of our government. Being a Bundist, a Jewish socialist, Mordechai was actually an anti-Zionist. I can't imagine what his horror would be if he saw the atrocities being perpetrated, being meted out by his descendants. The song was written in Yiddish, a medieval Jewish language that is dying out due to the cultural erasure endemic to Israel. Yiddish, in fact, is far older than modern Israeli Hebrew, which is a new language cobbled together from ancient biblical Hebrew and a bunch of words bastardized and pilfered from Arabic. I want to teach you all an important word in Yiddish. Shunda. Shunda means a total disgrace, a total shame. For example, Israel is a shunda far die Welt, a shame, disgrace before the world. Australia is a shunda far die Welt. To the people who dishonor the memory of our ancestors by repeating the genocidal words of oppression, calling Palestinians human animals and Amalek, we say, Shanda! To the people who besmirch the memory of our ancestors by repeating the genocidal deeds of our oppressors, we say, Shanda! To the Zionists who force others from their homes into ghettos, death marches, and concentration camps, just as was done to us in Europe, we say, Shunda! to the IOF soldiers who desecrate the symbol of our culture with their bloodied hands, we say Shanda. To the polite people who deny the existence of the apartheid within Israel and deny the 21st century Holocaust being perpetrated in the name of Zionism, who dare to dictate to Palestinians and Lebanese how they may grieve this Holocaust in a way that's acceptable to white society. We say Shanda. To the people who tell us they're uncomfortable with the words apartheid and genocide because their white feelings are more important than brown lives, who claim to oppose the butcher Netanyahu and his fascist friends and everyone else he's allied with, but then go on to defend and justify every single action that he's perpetrated in the name of Jewish supremacy, to the people who clutch their pearls and call us extremists because we dare to mention Hind Rajab in the same breath that we mention Anne Frank, we say Shanda. To all of the nice, polite people who don't like my tone, I don't respect your civility politics. We don't respect your civility politics. There is no civility during a genocide. You are worth only one word to us, and that word is Shanda. To the corrupt, racist media and politicians of so-called Australia, who every day proudly sign off on this open genocide, who spread blood libels against Arabs, who spread fascist, white supremacist, Zionist propaganda, who refuse to hold Israel to account for its crimes against humanity, and most of all, to Anthony Albanese and Penny Wong, for your complicity in this 21st century Holocaust, we say Shanda! Now, rather than speak to everyone here present and watching today, I also want to address this next part of my speech to the people who aren't present, to my community, the Jewish diaspora of the world, to the members of that community who have previously remained silent on this genocide. It's not too late to join this movement. I know it's hard. It's really hard. It must be incredibly difficult for so many of you. Having grown up in the grip of the racist cult that is Zionism, many of you fear ostracism from your communities. Believe me, I know that well. But there is far more joy and found family in this movement of solidarity, compassion, love, and liberation than there could ever be in the grips of that stifling, fearful, and hateful dogma. There is so much space to learn and to grow, to cast off the falsehoods to which you were told there was no alternative. The death of an illusion is a lot to grieve, but I have faith that you will overcome that and come out a better human being, and dare I say, a better Jew. Perhaps, you might be scared that you won't be accepted in the movement because you weren't here from the start, and I assure you, you couldn't be more mistaken. If you know the history of our people, the Jewish people, you know that we Jews are a culture that has survived far worse than the discomfort and embarrassment of having to admit that we were wrong. It is far better to apologize for being late than to atone for the guilt of never having stood up for humanity at all. To paraphrase what Gebirtig says in the final lines of his song, stop standing at the sidelines, shaking your heads, clutching your pearls, wringing your hands. Get over yourselves. Get up, put out the fire, because the villages are still burning. Free Lebanon, free Palestine.
All right, everyone, we're going to march now. We're heading out towards Macquarie Street. We're going to march up to the New South Wales Parliament. And let's make sure we use our loudest voices so everyone can hear us. From the river!